get a glimpse of it, you can't stop. It's all you've lived for. And when you find yourself living apart from it, like you find yourself in a mode of depression, or you find yourself in a mode of anger or frustration, you're like running to figure out, how can I get that gaze back? Because when you're gazing at him, it's pure joy. It's pure bliss. It's like nothing else matters. Whatever you were mad about, whatever you were frustrated about, it's gone. You don't care anymore. It's just gone. So the other day, I was just reading through Song of Solomon, and I'm going to talk out of chapter 2, verse 1. I was getting those mixed up. I'm the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valleys. Now, we know the rose is a love, stands for love. It's your identity. It's who you are in Christ. And it's the very foundation of everything that you're going to be. Everything that you do has to flow out of that. But I was reading on, and I read, lily, like the lily among the thorns. Now, when she says, I'm the rose, the lily of the valley, okay, that's her talking about herself. That's her, like he was saying, knowing who she is in Christ, her union in Christ. But then he goes and he looks and he says, like the lily among the thorns, so are you, my darling, among the maidens. And something the Lord's just been talking to me about is sacrificial love. Some people see that, have seen that scripture, and I have a million times, and this might make me cry, sorry. I've seen that scripture a million times as like a lily among the thorns, like somebody who walks in holiness, and I don't do this, and I make some good choices in the Lord, you know. I've seen that, but all the time, I heard the Lord say, he is a lily among the thorns. And I thought the one thing about Jesus is that he's a lover. He loves intensely. He loves without walls. He loves without any kind of self-protection. That's one of the reasons he can say, I'm not worried about that. He can look past our failures. Okay. Well, the other day, I was pondering this about being a lily among the thorns and loving unconditionally. And my Bible, I don't know how it flipped there. I don't know why it flipped there, but I found myself in John 19, I think. And my Bible has little headlines above whatever you're going to read. So when it gets to the crucifixion, it says the crucifixion. But I was sitting there, and it looked down, and there I was, looking at crown of thorns. And now let me add this. When I first looked at this, like the lily among the thorns, I've seen it a million times. But this one day, when I got to the word thorns, something lit on fire inside me. Like I could physically feel heat inside of me. And so I knew God was drawing my attention to that. And so when I flipped past that and just happened to glance down and see crown of thorns, I knew I had that same intense fire. It wasn't like just can't touch me. It was just this heat lit up inside of me. And so he caught my eye. And so I started to ponder on that. And in scripture, God is in talk to us about wanting, he wants to live his life through us. He wants to be a laid down lover through us. And when Jesus went to the cross, he put on those thorns. I mean, the word thorns just means pain. There's no other way around it. It means pain. It means something going wrong. It means a lot of things. Thorn is not a fun thing. But he put on those crown of thorns and he walked the way of the cross. He walked the entire time with arms wide open. He walked just emptying himself out and walking in pure forgiveness and pure love with no walls, no self-protection. He just walked the way of the cross saying, Lord, and he wore those thorns. He walked the entire time saying, Lord, forgive them. He looked past the flesh. He looked past what they were doing, the actions against him, and he looked into their soul, and he said, God, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Forgive them, God. And because of that, the two men that were with him, the two thieves, one of them, of course, rejected him. We're going to have rejection in this world. We know that. But he didn't stop loving because of that. But the other one encountered unconditional love and was transformed and was in paradise that day. And so I looked back and the Lord just started talking to me about being a lily among the thorns. being a lover among the in the midst of the pain, about walking around. If you're going to walk through thorns, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get rejected. You're going to have to lay your life down if you're going to love like he does. And y'all, he wouldn't have said, love and forgive like I do, if he did not intend on doing it through you and giving you the wings to do it. He wouldn't have done it. Yes, it is possible to forgive people like it never happened, where your emotions don't have that feeling inside of you. And it is possible to love people without being afraid of what they've done. He wouldn't have said so if it weren't true. I didn't bring a watch up here. Am I on my 10 minutes? Okay. Anyway, so the Lord just started speaking that to me, and I will say, y'all, the Lord did show me some things. I felt like I had forgiven some people or just things, and the Lord really showed me where I had walls up, where I had walls. And I found myself crying out saying, I don't want those walls. Because walls mean fear. And in perfect love, there is no fear. And I just started crying out, Lord, I don't want those walls. I don't want to have walls up toward people. I don't care what they've done to me. I want to live as if it never happened. And I want to be able to love those people, because if they encounter me with the walls down, will it change their life? Will they repent? Will they find themselves walking out from behind their walls? I want to know. I want to know. Name of Jesus.